How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turned His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
I've given Mo and Larry, there's a simple, well, maybe not so simple task ahead of them. See, there it is. This is a very old, it's kind of like me, it's a very old light, but it still works. But the task that I've given them is they have to use every cord, every adapter in the bag of tricks here to get the power And you'll soon see some parallels here. The power from wherever it's going to be plugged in, apparently over there, to light the light. However, these cords and adapters are of various ages and varieties. That's an old light. And so the two prongs on the end of this light are the old-fashioned, both the same size, and yes, they look like they're even made of copper, back when you could buy things that were made of copper. There's no deal yet. Aha, you had it. Now what happened? So their thing was...
it's not tight.
To get the power, yay, using all adapters. And they did it. Thank you very much, both of you. Even if you're not feeling old, this is you and me. You and I have to plug into the power. Guess who the power is? God. And there are a lot of different ways that we can plug in. Now, since this is old, they had to start out with a cord that's equally as old as this light. And so this is an old extension cord that's not soft at all. It has two little prongs and two little slots, not one slot bigger than the other, which is the newer extension cord, like this one, that's polarized. However, I threw a couple of curves in here because to get to the old-fashioned two-prong light, I gave them actually a three-prong grounded cord. This short one is three. Well, plugging the old stuff into a three-prong grounded cord is not a problem. However, plugging the three prongs into something that's only two or not polarized doesn't work. So you need an adapter. So that's this little guy in the middle between this short little cord and the old extension cord and the new extension cord. And they managed to use every piece and get the power, God's power, all the way to us, to give us the light to shine. Think of each of these cords and adapters as one spiritual practice. They're different. Some of them are older, like this one. They're tried and true. In fact, this one even has a little electrical tape on it. It's been fixed up. Still usable, still works. However, this cord doesn't work so hot. With this one, the three-prong adapter cord, unless you have some kind of an adapter. So think of each of these cords and adapters as one spiritual practice. If you and I need to plug in to the power of God to let our light shine, you and I will be as different as this light is from these that are wired, hardwired into the ceiling. They couldn't have made those light up with any of these extension cords. You got to hardwire those, and it's already been done. The point is, one spiritual practice will work for you. But then you look to the person sitting on your left or your right, and they'll say, that doesn't work for me. I need a different spiritual practice. I want to connect to God's power too, but I'm not wired like that. You love to read. I hate to read. Well, instead of there's an app for that, there's a practice for that. What we're going to be doing from now on is I'm going to add a practice, a taste, in each time we come together and worship. This morning is going to be called a divine reading. If you want to know the fancy name for it in Latin, it's Lectio Divina, a divine reading. These are called practices because they're called spiritual practices. Any of these spiritual practices are no more holy or spiritual than this extension cord or this adapter. The reason we call them spiritual practices is because of what they can convey. They can convey the power of God and get that power to us and connect us. That's why they're called spiritual practices. Walking in and of itself is walking. Reading in and of itself is reading. Breathing in and of itself is breathing. But when done to connect with the power, with God, it becomes a spiritual practice because it's connecting us to God, the ultimate spirituality. They're called practices, and then we're hamming it up front and using the word discipline. They're sometimes called spiritual disciplines. My grandfather always had a sign by his artist's easel that he calligraphied, and it said, God gives the birds food. That's the first line of the sign. The second line was, but they still have to fly for it. The power is available for all of us. Period. All of us. God does not limit the power to only some people. God gave them manna every day for 40 years, but they still had to practice and exercise to get it. They had to bend over and pick it up. That's what the practice part is about. Spiritual disciplines are making a self-discipline to find the practice that fits you. There might be three or four that you really like. There might only be one that really works for you. But I guarantee there's an app for that. There's a practice for that. There's a practice that will help you connect with God every day. And so we're going to weave in the theme from now on, at least for the rest of Lent, is taste and see that the Lord is good. It's one thing to hear about God. It's another thing to plug in and know. We're going to have little tastes of different spiritual practices in worship week after week after week to find out. So you can discover, am I the old-fashioned two-prong same size? Am I a three-prong grounded? Am I the adapter that can go both ways? Am I polarized? Am I not? Doesn't matter. There's a practice for you. We're going to take a little bit of time now and try one so you can taste and see. No kidding. The Lord is good. Now, before we have any more tripping, let me unplug this so that you don't accidentally trip, John. I invite us to either go to the your bulletin, if you would please, or if the slide's available. We can also put it up on the slide. I realized that this slide might not be large enough for you to see the scripture very well. Certainly might not be that easy for the choir to see. So if you have a bulletin, it might be easier to do this. We're going to do a divine reading. I'll explain first, and then we'll do this. We obviously, this works better if we had 10, 15 minutes to do just this. But this is a taste. This will give you a taste. It won't be the full out, but it'll give you a taste of a divine reading. You can choose a scripture, which is what we're doing right now. If you find you have a song that you really like, or a poem, or you read something out of a book and it really jumps out at you, you can use a lot of different things and do a divine reading. So today we're using the scripture for today. What we're going to do is read it together out loud. That way all of us are literally on the same page. We'll read it slowly, and we'll read it together. I invite you to join me. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now read it again silently, with no judgment, no other than see if any word or words or phrases leap out at you. And if they do, just sit with that for a moment and be open. You don't have to figure out why. Just notice. Read it silently and see if any words or phrases jump out at you. And if they do, sit with that phrase. We'll only have about 60 seconds to do this. You can do this more at home. And the third step in this, I'll ask us to read this one last time. And then this time, after you've read it, ask God if God is drawing any kind of a response. I don't know what word or phrase may have leapt out at you. That's between you and God. It will be as individual as our fingerprints. The third step is to ask God, okay, given this, you got my attention, do you want me to respond in some way? Just ask that question. Read it one more time and ask, God, do you want me to respond in some way? And see if you have an answer to that. Almighty God, Jesus, friend and companion, Spirit leading us into the light, whatever gift has been given, thank you for making us alert to receive it and notice it and give us courage to respond in whatever way you guide. Let the people say,